We back, everybody. What's going on? I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, Season 5, Episode 13.
Yeah.
Episode 13. Hopefully everybody's staying
high and right.
And positive vibes as always. Thank you guys for checking us out again. If you are a new listener, we do appreciate you guys checking us out. If you want to reach out to us, the descriptions, it's in our descriptions, I should say, of the podcast. Wherever you do listen to us, we do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We definitely appreciate it. Hopefully you enjoy our Father's Day special episode, the last one.
Your dad.
When my dad, and Gina's dad too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I claim him.
He claims you.
I know he does.
Yeah, hopefully you guys got, if you didn't get a chance to check out that episode with my dad in the house, in the ILC household, you definitely want to check that one out. It was a lot of fun having him here and doing an episode with him for the first time. And now he's ready to write a whole goddamn novel of his life. Still got to put that business plan together on that one.
Right.
That's for damn sure. But hopefully you guys are having a good week or a good weekend whenever you guys do decide to listen to this, or whenever you did decide to listen to us. We always appreciate it, and we do appreciate the positive feedback, the new followers we get, the new downloads. It's been awesome. So thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I know. We're headed into July 4th weekend.
Man, we are in July.
I know.
Already.
Crazy.
Already, man. I'm like, what happened? COVID was just yesterday. I'm serious. What the fuck happened? Tornado season was trash for me again this year. Helen Hunt, if you're listening out there, which I'm sure you're not, if you still want to do an all-black cast of Tornado Chasers, holla at your boy.
Jesus. There you go.
All right, baby, before we get into it, let's do it. You ready?
What?
Come on. Come on, we gotta have a woosah moment. You ready?
Oh, he's
on three.
Are you trying to keep me calm?
Three, okay. Two, one.
We done?
Come on, we gotta do it. Come on, man.
I don't know how long I can.
We gotta exercise the demons. I keep telling you this. Come on, man. Couples know you gotta have a moment of some. Just get, let's woosah, man. We can't rub our earlobes right now like Martin Lawrence because we have headphones on. Come on, one more time. We gotta do it together, in harmony. Three, two, one. That's right, everybody. Hopefully you are feeling calm and peaceful right now as Gina gets ready to give you an interesting, long-awaited, lighter flick and all. Gina's family update. What's been going on, babe? There's some shit you want to get off your titties.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Damn, see, she got to take a drink and get prepared and everything for this, y'all. Y'all might want to strap up for this because this is a Gina's family update. It's you will not be ready to. It's not what you expect
this time.
It's like,
where do you start?
Man, it's wherever the fuck you want. Because this will be the last time the Gina family update has been the way it's been over the last 3 years. That's okay. How pertinent and serious this is, and important, because there's going to be a lot of gems and jewels for people that do listen to our podcast and been following us for a long time, and they like the Gina's family updates because they understand the dysfunctional family unit, too.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, the floor is yours, baby.
Okay. Let's see. Where does it start? Normally.
Well, West Philadelphia. Right.
I should have been born and raised. What happened?
So what's been happening?
Okay, so the last, I'd say, I don't know, probably last month anyways, it's been like, I don't know, probably ever. I always have to like walk in the house and it's just like, you know, pins and needles or, you know, I don't know, just awkward feelings. You know, I don't know.
Just as a quick disclaimer, she's not talking about our house.
No,
she's talking about
their house.
Yeah, she's talking about her Nano and Poppy, which you guys have been following along with for the last three years on the podcast for sure. So,
But the last month has been like really fucking just like the energy was like just sideways.
Yeah.
Like,
and not in a good way at all.
And I don't do good with that energy because I have everybody's energy.
Yeah.
I know what you feel. I know what you think. And I know what you feel about me.
Being an empath. Period. And your anxiety. And yeah.
So.
You're very sensitive to other people's energy.
So I know all this. And so when you have to walk into places like this, it just, things just like.
It brings you down, man. Right?
And it builds.
It drains you over time, too, man. Yes, it builds.
So, I think it all built to a head because, I don't know, my dad.
You think? What?
I walked in there one day. My dad was there, and he snapped. Like, totally snapped. So, then, of course, I snap. Because I'm like, oh, hell no, you didn't. I'm like, okay. I'm like, so. So, and I told the truth. I wasn't lying. I didn't say anything that wasn't untruthful. I did say it was a bad parent. And that was the truth. I'm not going to lie about it. I am a parent now. I know the difference between a bad parent and good a parent. So I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to boost your bubble or, you know, make you think that you were done right when you didn't.
Right. And if you guys have been listening to the podcast, which I always say that, and the day ones know, you know, I've always bigged you up on our podcast and all the sacrifice, the self-sacrificing and everything that you've been doing over the last, not just the last few years for your grandparents, but for your children, your whole fucking life. I mean, let's just be honest, you know. And I've always talked about that on the podcast. And I've always gave you your flowers whenever I had the opportunity, whenever the subject would come up for you to order to receive them.
Right.
Because you have done a lot. You've always done a lot for people. You've literally bent over backwards for people. All your, I mean, that's just your kind, caring nature and your big heart. And I've talked about it in season two of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We went on that pretty heavy because of a lot of stuff that was going on. So.
And, you know, and whether they've used me this whole time or they didn't, it's neither here nor there.
Right is right, wrong is wrong.
You know, I got drained enough that, yes, I felt used. I mean, that's all there was to it.
Because you were being used.
You know.
And that definitely culminated to a head just recently within the last few days. Yeah.
And the way that they treat me. They see no wrong in it, and that's fine. That's how they think.
You knew that going into the situation anyway.
They've treated me that way my whole life. So, I mean, how they see treating me is okay. Other people do not.
And that's one thing that you're learning, too. And that you still see is it's not okay.
And it's not okay.
No. For anybody listening that is empathetic.
Right.
Sensitive to other people's emotions and feelings and... You know when you're being used and taken advantage of. And maybe sometimes that's just a feeling of wanting to be accepted. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And when people siphon your energy like that to where you start losing your drive, you start losing your focus, whatever you may be dealing with right now, times is still tough for a lot of people right now, including us. Don't get it misconstrued over here like we Hollywood, like I always say, because we're not. Yeah, that's tough to deal with, especially over time as it builds up.
So then he goes off.
Yeah, your father.
Yes, my father goes off on about my son, how he needs to get out of the house, and you know, because he rents across the street. Mind you, he rents. He paid his money every month.
He pays his rent every month, and he's renting from, mind you, your dad's parents, not him.
Right. So then puts me in a strain. Then he's yelling and saying all this crap. And then, you know, I'm like, whatever.
When literally a quick detail is, when you went over there, why was he there and he couldn't get his own fucking father up? But that's a neither here nor there either right now.
Right. It's because, no, Regina's coming. She'll do it.
And then still had a nerve to talk shit.
That's fine. But... So that whole day blew up. So
it did. And ironically, that whole day blew up. And I guess Gina was trying to call me. And she tried to call me over and over and over and over again. And I didn't get a single missed call on my phone. And I even showed you when you got home.
Because I checked the voicemail.
Yeah, yeah, because I was on the phone with my bro, and I was like, and Gina came in the house, and we will eventually in the future, we will have cameras in her faces. She's very expressionate. If you want to check out some of her expressions, go on our YouTube videos of, you know, ILC couples games. You will see it under COTV. But she came in the house and had an expression on her face like she was ready to kill me. I'm like, what the fuck did I do? I was just sitting here. What the hell's going on? And everybody was trying to call me tonight, not just you.
Right.
And that's why I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on. But continuing on, that day blew up.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he kicked me out of the house, told me I wasn't coming back, and I was
like it's his house. I mean, you're laughing. In your grandparents' house. Like, this is ridiculous.
And I'm like, whatever. And I'm like, Nano, I will be back at 9:30 like I always am, unless you tell me otherwise. So I will see you later. Mm-hmm. And he's just bucking up to me and yelling at me, trying to push me out the door. And then he slams the door, and I was like, fine, it smells better out here anyways. And I'm all panicking, freaking out, mad.
Yeah, all the emotions running through you, coursing through your veins. It's
trying
supposed to
be spunky and all, I can't do it. Like, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
So, go back anyways. And everything is just like turmoil feeling. I mean, excuse me. I mean, I know I walk in there every day and my grandmother says, well, it looks hot outside. Yeah, it's going to be like a hot day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That was What?
It's like, okay, this is not how grandmothers act. I'm like, something's just wrong here.
Especially the way that she was all this time up until recently.
But she, I mean she chit-chats, but this is just not a normal grandmother.
Yeah, you know, the whole vibe is off now.
You
like,
know,
completely
like
off.
A normal grandmother.
Yeah.
I mean,
whatever that is in this
I don't know. I don't really exactly know what a grandmother's supposed to be, but, I mean, my grandma Nanny was pretty, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I get a lot of my stuff from. I got caught in my like a fucking son of a bitch.
Well, that's because you stand high and right as you talk about your situations.
Oh, my gosh.
Your experiences, recent experiences.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, Grandma Nanny, I learned a lot because I spent summers with her. And she didn't do what my grandma did, and she didn't do what Nano does. So I'm like, these people, I don't know what a fucking grandma does because they didn't do what she did, and she was kind of fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. So they baffle me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think, I wouldn't call them, you know, total grandmas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Not exactly getting a gold sticker
right.
of employee of the day, right? Yeah.
So, at this point, it's just like, I don't know. I'm just like on pins and needles every time I walk in that door. Just.
And this is literally the next day that you're talking about after
this
the whole
is the whole time.
Okay.
We're freaking out because I don't know what to do with Kyle because we need to find him a new place.
Mm-hmm.
So he was going to pay rent, and I said, fuck it. Fuck them. They want you out, so, you
save
know.
Save your money.
You can't.
And make you leave.
And I'm mm-hmm. like, you can't pay, you know, pay them and.
Try to save up to know, be able to have a crib.
It's not even saving up. I mean, we were having to pay anywhere from $35 to $50 for application fees.
Right. That's how it goes. And I'm
and
sure
all
people
these apartments.
I'm sure people around the country is like, that's it. We moving to Kansas.
And then some of them wanted to have to put, you had to automatically put down a hold.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of those holds were $100.
At least $150, yeah. I used to do $150, $200, $300, yeah.
And then you go through the process, and then they turn around and like, oh, well, we don't have anything until October.
Yeah. It was like, okay, so give me my money back then, stupid.
Okay, you know? We'll give the money back. Because you have to do this shit online.
Mm-hmm. And then you got
to
wait.
And online wants your money right then.
Then you got to wait a week or two to get your money back. Yeah.
Then they're like, well, we'll send the money back as soon as we can. You know that's never.
It's like, right.
So we're having to do all this now.
You're playing with my emotions, Smokey.
And then they're like, well, we want our cake and eat it too. And I'm like, which one do you want?
Yeah. Break that
I'm
part
like,
down,
you're huh? not getting one or the other. Yeah. I mean, that's
you're
it.
You're not getting both.
You're not yeah. getting both.
Right.
It's one or the other. You either want your rent or you want him out.
Which one do you want?
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because Poppy kept coming to me. Kept coming and kept coming to me. What's he going to do? And I said, Poppy, I'm telling you. He wants to get out. Because he doesn't know what you guys want.
And he still doesn't have a bathroom.
Yeah.
And if you guys been following along, you know that story.
Yeah, they still don't have one. And Dad got mad about that. Oh, you're going to bring that up.
Your mom did, like, not that long ago. It's been 2 years, Dave.
Yeah, and he's still not doing it. Uh-huh. But he wanted to blame Kyle for being in there now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you all are telling so many different stories. I said, you tell each other so many fucking stories that nobody knows what the truth is. Mm-hmm. Y'all are fucking storyteller idiots.
That's one way to put it. Okay.
Yeah, I found that out. Poppy thought I was rich. Yeah. How does he come up with this? If he didn't hear it from mom or Nana or dad talking.
Who said you were rich? I know he said you, but who would,
why exactly. would exactly?
Don't they know you were a black dude?
Jesus.
Jokes, people. I do have to throw some comic relief into some of this. I'm just saying. And when you told me that, I was like, huh?
I'm so baffled.
I'm Why do they think we got all this money over here like that, man?
I have no idea.
I mean, we be doing all right, but we ain't like that. We can't just take care of everybody.
No,
we still working on taking care of ourselves. Shit.
I can do whatever, I'm rich. Yeah. I'm like, shit, I wish I was. I said, the only reason why you think I am is because I don't talk about my shit, and I don't act like I am. And I don't act like I'm not. So, you're confused. That's why you think I'm rich. And that's why you believe your son, the idiot, probably saying that, oh, she's rich. She can go fix her car, motherfucker. Yeah, that you ran into, that you should have, that you blamed me for.
Off my debit card. Thanks, man. What the fuck?
Who does that?
And that's coming off the heels of the Trump administration when your dad wanted to turn around. As soon as after Trump, literally that week, Trump says, I got a lot of money, let me tell you. What does your dad say literally a few days later? I got a lot of money. Yeah, let me. I got a lot of money. But we're rich.
I'm like.
Okay. All right. Because we know how to B-U-D-G-E-T.
Right. I'm sorry, yeah. We don't go out to eat every day. He's like, well, I can go here and get something for $5. Okay.
Congratulations.
I can make a whole meal for less than $5 for 2 days.
Talk about it.
I'm like, Jesus.
And a brother be happy to the motherfucker. Like, hell yeah. And people that come through and eat, they happy too. Like, we so glad she don't cook like a white bitch. This should be fire, bro. Anyway. So back to them wanting the cake and eating it too with Kyle and that whole situation, and we need, you know, him trying to get out, and he's working on getting it. He'll be out of there here soon. And in the midst of all this stuff that's been going on with Gina's family and everything and disrespecting her, what really hit the tipping point was when you guys went over there, you and Kyle together, sat down with your grandma.
Yeah.
Then,
well, I was getting Poppy up. And
after I'd already, you know why I lost my voice, ladies and gentlemen? This was part of what was going on behind the scenes. On last couple weeks episode ago, or Father's Day special episode. That's why I lost my voice.
So,
I was mad.
No, Poppy wanted, I was getting Poppy up. He wanted, he wanted me to sit down and talk to Nano about Kyle. And I said, well, Kyle's home, and you want to talk about Kyle. I think you should talk to Kyle about Kyle. No, no, don't call him over. I said, yeah, I'm going to call him over, because we're not going to sit there and talk about Kyle and Kyle not be involved.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that to my son.
He's in y'all's rental property. That's y'all's grandson. Why would, no, we ain't doing that.
So I was like, I'm not going to do that to my son.
Right. No, that's right, Mom. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I called Kyle over. And so he got over there. And so him and Nana started talking. And she started just being all hateful
towards him. Negative and hateful and talking shit.
Well, why were you even here? Your mom said you had all sorts of money that you could pay just fine. I said, I never said that. You sat right there and said that. And I was like, I never said that. Mm-hmm. I said, I could probably guarantee your probably son probably said it because this one thinks I'm rich. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure I know that where that one came from. But it didn't come from me. Don't say that it came from my mouth.
Didn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out.
I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
And then she started saying something about me, and Kyle stood up for me because she said something awful.
Basically, what she said that sent Kyle over the edge about the whole situation. And shout out to our son, man, shout out to all our kids, because like I've said on the podcast, if something would have happened to their mama, best believe they turning up. Mm-hmm. They turning up. And what sent Kyle over the edge is, as long as the listeners that we've been having on our podcast know that Gina goes over there every single day and takes care of them three times a freaking day, every day, Monday through Sunday. Can't even enjoy vacation. Yeah, they're happy I'm back. All those episodes and titles that you see. Gina's been sacrificing that much time from herself. Period. Just that's all I focus on. It's just a lot of time that she sacrificed from herself. And what sent Kyle over the edge is when you said, I'm over here every day, and your grandma had the nerve to say, oh, only for 15 minutes. And Kyle lost his shit when she said that. Mm-hmm. He was like, are you fucking kidding me? And that's when, mm-hmm, you called me and told me you need to call your son to calm him down.
Right,
because
he was
ready. He was on a mission at that point behind his mama. He was on a mission.
Because right after that... He said, are you kidding me? I watch her car.
Mm-hmm. Pull up all the time,
every
day.
And she was like, what did she say? She said something else.
Sitting there for 30 minutes, 45
she's like,
minutes.
She's like, oh, you're never here. I said, look, you have her three times a day. She does it for free. She does not do it for free.
We don't get paid for this.
And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm. Because when's the last time we got a phone bill?
Like,
or payment
no,
for the phone?
No, I get that monthly. She pays that monthly.
But none of this shit. Hey,
I was like,
you talking about?
I said, don't you dare lie to him, Nano. I said, she gives me a $200 check every 3 to 6 months. Don't you lie. And yeah. I don't say anything about it.
Mm-hmm. But Kyle was mad as hell.
Oh, it made him mad.
Yeah, and you had me call him.
Then she tried to lie to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, Kyle, let's just go. And then...
He was mad because he said, I'm tired of them disrespecting my mama.
What? The Nana's tried to say something else. He went off again.
Mm-hmm. And he told her straight up, three grown kids.
Oh, yeah. He was telling them that.
Yeah. But Kyle was talking that shit, that real shit, you guys. Our son was talking that shit. You got three grown kids and your granddaughter's the one over here doing everything. They basically paraphrasing for him. And you still have the nerve to be shitty and want to talk shit? You got my mama fucked up, homie.
And then Kyle was like, your son can't even fix the bathroom.
Yep.
And Poppy was like, he don't even have a bathroom. His bathroom don't even, well, I said, Poppy, don't even.
Mm-hmm. Don't even think.
His own fault because he won't fix his own plumbing.
Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with a renter renting. No. You guys are the landlord. Get it done. What you've been relying on your son to do, which he hasn't.
So, anyway, so
craziness, man. Who the hell wants to live without a bathroom? Raise your hands. Show of hands. Nobody. Get the fuck out of here. That's the most important part.
So, anyways, next she goes over, taps on Poppy's shoulder, and says, "See, Ray, I told you she wasn't as sweet as you thought she was."
Had the nerve to call you stupid and everything. Maybe your dad is right. You are stupid and all this negative shit.
I was like,
oh, can you believe this, ladies and gentlemen?
Kyle flipped it when she did that. Kyle said, "You know what? She is not coming over tonight. She is not coming over again. She is done helping you. She is done. You have tried to destroy her. She is done." And we walked out the door. I was like, oh my God. He said, "If you come back, I will kick your ass." I said, "Okay, I'm not coming back. I didn't come back. I'm not going to disappoint my son."
He told me that when I talked to him, too. You know, he says, "If mom comes back over here, I'm going to lose my shit."
Yep.
And I was like, it ain't like I haven't been saying the same things to your mom, too, son. I mean, but, you know, your mom is, she's who she is. But I did tell him, I'm proud of you for standing up for your mama like that, man. And that's when he told me, "I'm just tired of seeing mom being disrespected. He can't deal with it anymore. Even your son couldn't deal with it anymore."
I know.
Hey, you haven't been back for a few days.
And they were doing it to him. And I'm like, oh, my God. And he's stuck there. It's just breaking my heart.
He's not stuck there. He won't be stuck there.
I know.
He's not stuck.
It's like I can't get him out fast.
He's 22. Ain't nothing stuck but his head and his balls. But I did tell him. I told Gina and Kyle together, ladies and gentlemen. I said, "I'm proud of both of you guys for having each other's back. And Kyle, I'm proud of you for sticking up for your mom in a situation like that." And don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think my black ass wasn't ready to be who you have an idea who I am. People that listen to our podcast that know me, know how I get down. And I knew that would be the dumbest thing for me to do right now. And that's probably why there's been a sign or an omen. I said, that's probably an omen that I didn't get all those missed calls. Because of how I am and how I turn up, like I need their asses calling the cops on me, because they will call the cops on me real quick.
Yep.
6'1" black man coming in there acting like Luke Cage behind my family, because that's what I do. I don't care who the fuck you are. I don't care what relation you are. That's just what I do. Correct. And that's why I thought it was kind of funny. I said maybe it was a good thing that I didn't see, you know, didn't get that phone call when your dad was puffing up, calling you all kind of bitches and hoes and stupid and all this other stuff. I'm like, okay. And I'm pretty sure they're calling me a nigger at this point, too. Is this ever since she got with that nigger? I don't give a fuck, though. That's the difference. I don't care.
See,
over here and say that. Because I'm not going to get suckered. I'm older now. I ain't that stupid to just put myself in a situation of where y'all have total advantage of it. I'm not doing that. Plus, I make money in investments, and we got some things going on, and I ain't trying to jeopardize behind just some negativity and hatred and some dumb shit.
Right.
I know that. I know that I'm scaring them because I've been super quiet.
Right.
And distant.
This is where I get to where.
And they better be scared. Very afraid.
I see the world, you know, in so many different frames, or I don't know, in different.
Through different lenses.
Right.
Just different perspectives.
Because I see people like that, and I see what people do like that. And I see it's more common than not. And it is.
Mm-hmm. For a lot of people that deal with this
more
type of
people
shit.
Are like that, and which is really, really sad. Yeah. And maybe call me racist. I don't know if that would be the term. But I really don't feel like fucking people like you. You just, it's just like, you're hypocrites. You say, you know, do as I say or not as I do, or you know, you, I don't know. I don't know. Just horrible people.
You wouldn't call that. That's not racist.
I don't know.
That's just an observation. I mean, it doesn't matter what race and ethnicity actually, that you come
exactly,
from.
Exactly, but it's just, there's something just, about it too. Like, right now, I don't like the people that sit there and say, oh, community matters, you know? But you don't fucking even know your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know their name?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have their phone number in your phone in case something happened?
It's one saying that I do say, ladies and gentlemen, and yes, you could take it however way you want to take this, but I say this around a lot of people too, that, and even people that I work with, and they laugh and understand. I always say this. What Gina's referring to is not those Republicans, but those Republicans.
Is that what that is? I don't understand. Maybe I just...
Not Republicans, but those Republicans. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Is that what's going on here?
Those Republicans.
I don't know what the terms that I should be using.
And that's okay.
I don't know, you don't have what to. I should be
saying. But it's not racist. That's just an observation of just bullshit. And it doesn't matter if you're Republican or anything like that, or Democrat, like, or liberal, conservative, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter when it comes to that stuff. It's just, if you're an asshole, you're a fucking asshole. The end.
It's just crazy.
Negative energy is negative energy. The end.
You got these people on computers. You know, you can speak big and you can...
Everybody's on phones.
You can be activists on this and that, but you're not fucking doing nothing.
You ain't proactive about nothing. You ain't out there actually doing anything. Yeah.
I can sit there. My Nano, she's been on that fucking table, sitting on that table...
Sitting on
for
the kitchen
last
table for...
fucking 60 years.
And don't move.
Nope. But she thinks she knows everything. Fox tells her everything.
Fox News.
I mean, this shit is ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if that's what's running around this world, that's why people's not getting where they need to go.
Yeah, well... People are influenced by what they, you know, devote their time to.
Oh, man.
It doesn't matter what news outlets, what pages you follow. I mean, all of that comes into the equation. It definitely does. So to switch gears just a little bit, though. And by the way, let Gina know that you guys appreciate her opening up about some of these things, because it's not the easiest thing to do to open up about certain things in your life and with your families and friends and loved ones. So if you could kindly... If this episode is resonating with you and you're dealing with tough times, let us know how you feel about this episode. And if you want to reach out and send us a message and get some shit off your chest too, we will gladly read it. We will gladly read it, and we will try to give you some words of encouragement, because we deal with it just like everybody else does. So to switch gears just a little bit, in the midst of all this stuff that's been going on in the stratosphere, man, besides Bill Cosby being let out of jail.
Yeah. Okay.
In the midst of everything that Gina's been kind of, you know, paraphrasing and giving you clip notes of what we've been dealing with and what she's been personally dealing with and what we've been dealing with together as a team, there's also another monkey wrench involved in the situation that's been going on parallel to this. And I've been telling you, I said, every time something positive seems to be going on with you, every time you're doing something that seems amazing, that you don't have enough time to devote to, and you're just emanating that positive and that beautiful energy that I love about you, that's when it's shit like this seems to happen. And lo and behold, guess who decides to get involved during this whole process of an elimination? We might as well call it what it is now. Process and elimination. Process of elimination. Gina's brother.
Oh, my God.
In the middle of all this, Gina's brother, which you hardly ever hear us talk about because he's never around.
Well, on the last podcast, anyways.
You alluded to it and you went off about it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all this was going on. It was coinciding at the same time.
Yeah, it's all coinciding. Actually, that was all in the same day.
My poor baby.
That was all in the same day.
That when shit hit the fan that we just talked about with Kyle and with Gina, her brother too was
that
like.
That was all in the same
And he has
day.
Nothing to do with the family either, but for different reasons.
Yeah, it's like I told my dad, I was like, you have two fucking kids. Mm-hmm. You have two fucking parents. And nobody likes each other. That is bad parenting. How could you fuck that up? I mean, how could you? But then I'm told that I need to leave my son alone. And I'm like, I need to leave my son alone? Okay, but you have to make your first call in the morning, your mother. So who needs to leave who alone? Like, that's the pot calling the kettle black here. Not happening. I don't do nothing with my son. If my son needs me, he calls me. If I need something, I call him. If I want to check up on him, I'll call him. Do I talk to him every day? No. Do I need to? Probably.
Yeah, that's one son. The other son you do.
The other son talks to me all day long.
Mama, what are you doing? You just literally talked to her an hour ago. What do you want, Caleb? Shit. Mom.
So, yeah, no. Mm-mm. I don't coddle my kids. I'm not going to.
And speaking of coddling, why is your brother looking for that attention right now? Come on, man.
Okay.
Let's get to it.
So,
let's get to the shits.
So, supposedly, I'm supposed to be his cheerleader. I'm supposed to go in and I'm supposed to back him and be his family and do this and do that. And do, I'm like, what?
While all this other shit's going on. And this is coming off of the heels of your brother had you blocked on Facebook and all kinds of other shit leading up to this. And you hit me that same day, that morning. It was that morning. Like, I'm going to go see my brother. And I was like, why? That's all I said, didn't I? In text, I said, why? Where did he even come from? What does he want? And this was before all the other stuff happened with later on in the day with your grandma and your grandpa and Kyle. And
that whole, I was there for 2.5 hours. And I have no idea half the shit he was saying. I'm like, I don't know who these people are. I don't know where you've been for the last 25 years.
He was talking about you guys' mom.
I don't care.
You know, saying you guys' mom was saying stuff about you. And
I'm like, it.
And that's seems, and that's what made him call you. And
it seems like.
Manipulation at its finest.
You have an issue of depending on yourself.
With his old ass.
So I think you need to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find yourself and love yourself and get yourself good.
Instead of dropping babies with all these women all over the place. And not having a place to call your own.
It's like, I got all these dreams, but I need you to help me get there. I can't help you get anywhere. I got to help me get my dreams somewhere.
Right.
Because, what the fuck?
Everybody wants to seem to be just predicated around their own selfish interests, man. It's just come on, man. That's why I checked out on my family and some of my family members, not all of them, but did the same thing for a long fucking time. Like, nope, I'm not going to be around. And this motherfucker had a nerve. And yeah, I can call him a motherfucker because I don't know your brother from Adam. I don't know that motherfucker.
He was like, let me talk to Ken. Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. He's my brother. He'll listen to me. I'm like, oh.
No, you don't know me, homie, at all.
I'm like, that won't be a good idea.
Y'all trying to get me to go to jail. I
swear. I'm telling you, the Browns are fucked up.
Trying to get me to go to jail. I'm like, I don't know this dude, man. I only been around him a handful of times. Funeral. Twice. Ran into him at a bar once. Came to our bar once.
When we had to save him.
And then when he needed a phone that you and your mom orchestrated. That's the only times I've been around him.
Because mom made me do it.
Put
me in another pickle.
Yeah.
See, my parents put me in pickles. They put me in pickles and then blame me for the pickle.
When it don't work out. When you know it ain't gonna work out, and I know it ain't gonna work out. And I've always sat back biting my tongue for so long, like, this, why are we doing this? You know I wanna go upside your head, woman, but I'm not. You know what I mean? What?
That's what.
Who's that?
Are you here?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah, that's
me. All right, I guess Ghost won't open the door.
I know, what an asshole.
I know.
What you doing showing up unannounced anyway?
I have something to tell you guys.
Ooh, is it something grand?
Yes.
Amazing?
Yes.
Parents, take note of this. Always leave your front door locked.
Four.
Always keep your doors locked, ladies and gentlemen. That's why your kids can't just walk in. I just told our daughter last week, nobody answered the phone. I tried to call my mom. It's because she was busy. We'll be back.